Chapter 18. Anna. Saturday, 17th of August, 2013. Tom and I have had another argument. He found out about Rachel's note this evening, because a stupid woman phoned him and told him. There's something going on between them. There must be. First, he lied about seeing her, and then there's the note. I hid it when I found it, and I told Detective Sergeant Riley, but I didn't tell Tom. After she called, he shouted at me and asked about the note. I told him I'd thrown it away. "Of course I want Rachel gone," he said, "but I don't want you to start listening to my phone calls and throwing away my letters or messages. You're..." And he sighed.
"I don't know. It's the sort of thing she used to do."
How could he say that? I started to cry and ran upstairs to the bathroom. I waited for him to come up and calm me, like he usually does, but he didn't come. After about half an hour, he called out to me,
"I'm going to the gym for a couple of hours."
And I heard the front door close. And now he's gone. I find myself acting just like she used to. I pour myself a big glass of wine, and I open his laptop again. It takes me a while, but I guess the password in the end, it's Blenheim. I look at his emails, his photos, anything that I can find. But it's all really normal and boring, and I feel much happier. I go back upstairs, and I almost fall over Tom's gym bag. He's forgotten it. He's been gone for an hour, and he hasn't come back for it. My stomach turns over. Maybe he decided to go to the pub instead. Maybe he keeps some extra sports clothes at the gym. Maybe he's in bed with her right now. I look through the bag. All his gym things are there, ready to go. His shorts, his sports shoes, a small towel, and a mobile phone. A phone I've never seen before. I sit down on the bed, the phone in my hand, my heart racing. I turn it on, and I look at the messages. There are 12, all from a hidden number. The messages are just times and days, mostly. Monday at 3, Friday, 4:30. Can't tomorrow. Change to Wednesday. There's nothing more. No talk about love or sex. There are no other names or numbers in the phone, and the call list is empty. I check when the texts were sent. The first one was almost a year ago. Evie was only 6 months old. Was he seeing her then? No, that can't be right. This can't be his phone. We were so happy then, with our new baby. The thoughts race around in my head. But he'll be back soon, so I put the phone back and close the bag. When he gets back, I suspect he's been drinking. "They sell beer at the gym now, do they?" I say. He smiles.
"I forgot my gym bag. I went to the pub."
Just as I thought. Or... just as he thought I would think. That night, I lie awake. I wait until Tom's deeply asleep. Then I get up and take the phone out of the bag and go downstairs. There are no new messages and no saved messages. Would I like to change my greeting message? Yes, I want to hear it. So I press the button. "Hi, it's me, Leave a message. I'm so shocked that I can't breathe. It's not his voice. It's hers. It's her voice. It's her phone. I play it again and again. I feel sick. The voice, it's not what I expected. And then the light comes on upstairs. I have to get rid of the phone. I throw it over the fence, as hard as I can, towards the train tracks. He's at the bottom of the stairs by the time I get back inside the house.
"What's going on?"
he says, sleepily.
"I woke up, and you weren't there."
"Nothing," I say. "I just heard a noise in the garden, so I just went to check. It's nothing."
"Okay,"
he says, and steps forward. He takes me in his arms and starts kissing me deeply.
"Let's go back to bed."
"I'm going to have a coffee," I say, trying to step away. He's not letting me go. His arms are around me, and his hand is holding the back of my neck tightly.
"Come on,"
he says.
"I'm not taking no for an answer."
Then he pulls me towards the stairs.